You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Haiti is facing a severe crisis of gang violence, resulting in significant loss of life and widespread displacement. Port-au-Prince and its surrounding areas have been particularly affected. From October 2024 to June 2025, 4,864 people were killed due to escalating violence. Over 1,000 of these deaths occurred in Port-au-Prince. Between April and June 2025, armed violence claimed 1,520 lives and left 609 injured. In 2024, gang violence resulted in 5,601 deaths. These statistics illustrate the grim reality for many Haitians as communities are torn apart by conflict. Gangs have expanded their control across Haiti, overwhelming local security forces. The United Nations estimates that gangs control at least 85% of Port-au-Prince. Their influence has spread to the center and Artibonite departments. Port-au-Prince has been described as paralyzed and isolated. The ongoing suspension of international flights has exacerbated the situation. Delays in police response, such as a five-hour gap during attacks in Kenskoff and Pétionville, highlight a lack of coordination among police forces. Haitian authorities and multinational forces are outmatched by well-equipped gangs controlling vast territories. The violence has severely impacted Haiti's humanitarian situation, leading to mass displacement and disruption of essential services. More than 1 million people have been internally displaced due to gang violence. This insecurity is unraveling the social fabric, forcing thousands into overcrowded and unsafe shelters. The impact on children is dire, with approximately 300 schools destroyed, leaving nearly 60,000 children without education. The healthcare system has been further crippled, with hospitals like the University Hospital of Mirebalais closing due to insecurity. Farmers have abandoned their lands, crippling agriculture in affected areas. Access to essential services, including medical and psychological support for survivors, remains limited. The international community is urged to strengthen support for Haitian authorities and curb the illicit flow of arms. The UN Security Council has acted to address the arms flow into Haiti and authorized the deployment of the Multinational Security Support Mission to assist the Haitian National Police. Despite these efforts, challenges persist. The Caribbean community has called for urgent action to support Haitian authorities. The full deployment of the Multinational Security Support Mission and enforcement of UN sanctions against gangs is critical. However, the mission has been underfunded and poorly coordinated. Concrete steps to increase international support for the mission have been lacking. The crisis in Haiti is rooted in complex factors, including the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021, which triggered widespread gang violence. Underlying political corruption enables gangs to thrive, and without addressing this, foreign intervention may fail. While casualty figures are available, detailed demographics of victims are not specified. The violence includes widespread atrocities, such as conflict-related sexual violence and trafficking for sexual exploitation. This underscores the brutal tactics employed by gangs. The immediate focus remains on security and humanitarian aid, but long-term strategies for stability, justice, and development are needed. Addressing the mental health impact of violence is crucial. Mental health professionals can lead community support groups and train leaders to recognize post-traumatic disorders and provide psychological first aid. Strengthening local support systems is vital for sustainable recovery. International efforts must extend beyond security interventions to foster resilience. Supporting Haitian institutions and empowering communities is essential for rebuilding and healing from trauma. A comprehensive approach is necessary to tackle both the symptoms and root causes of the crisis. Copyright, African Elements.